We're getting closer to Zman Chayuseinu, reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim, rebirth of Kalal Yisrael, rebirth of Akesha as Avdei Hashem. And we're continuing the Hallel, the second parak of Hallel, B'seis Yisrael Mitzrayim. The first Haluka said the general concept that we're Avdei Hashem, and we recognize the greatness of Hashem, and we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that He took us out from the lowest levels to be im nedivei amoy. The second parak is discussing specifically the nisim of Yisias Mitzrayim, v'seis Yisroel mi Mitzrayim, v'is Yaakov me'am loyes. Describes Klal Yisrael as Yisroel and Beis Yaakov. Some of the Farshim, Alshich, and others point out, as we know, Yisroel is the higher level of Klal Yisrael, the ones that are being Oved Hashem with all their koiches, and Beis Yaakov are those simple levels. So Mitzrayim is the place. Amloyez is the nation that lived in Mitzrayim, a nation that spoke a foreign language. So that's what we're saying. B'seis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. The Jews that were in a higher level, they recognized their special nature being Am Yisrael and separated themselves more from Mitzrayim. They just left Mitzrayim. They left the country of Egypt. B'seis Yaakov me'am loyez means the more simple Jews, they were more affected by the society of Mitzrayim. They were part of the Amloyes, the nation that spoke the foreign language, didn't speak Loshon HaKodesh of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And they came out also from that level of interaction with the nation of Mitzrayim to become the Am Hashem. And that's the second pasuk. Hoyso Yehuda L'Kodshoi. Klal Yisrael became the holy nation of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Yehuda, as we know, is the one who led Klal Yisrael to be the holy nation. Kodosh means above the physical world, above the laws of nature. And that's what Yehuda did. He was the first one to go into the Yam Suf to the point of seeming death. And as we know, Nachshon ben Aminadav was the one who caused the splitting of the Yam Suf. That was an act of Kedusha, of showing I'm not limited by my physical nature. I'm going to do the Ratzon Hashem. That brought Kedusha to all of Klal Yisrael. And Yisrael Mam Shel Osef, the entire Jewish nation, is a nation that shows the Mimshala, the power of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole world knows that the Jewish nation represents HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the Kvod Hashem, when Klal Yisrael is in a good state, we're in power, that's Kvod Hashem. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, that was Kvod Hashem. Now that we're still in Golus, we're always mispalta Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we want the Geula, we want to get past all the tzoras of Golus, specifically the tzoras we're going through now, with the war that's going on, the general situation of anti-Semitism in the world, the spiritual level of the world. We want to get past that because it's not only for us, it's Kvod Shemayim, because we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll be that exalted nation, that's Kvod Hashem. So that is the second stage of the Hallel, that we're stressing the fact that we recognize that we just didn't go out of Mitzrayim, but we became the Am Kodesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the nation that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Mizmah, how all the laws of nature change for us. Hayom Rav Hayonas Hayad and Yisav La'ochom Hayom Rav Tukha'elim Gevoyz Kiv Neitzoyn. It's talking about the Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Yarden later happened. Hayom Rav Tukha'elim, some say it was by Kriyas Yamsuf, others say it's talking about by Matan Torah, all the mountains were Kavayachal jumping around. It means that the whole Bria changed its course for the Kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the Kriyas Yam Suf to save Klal Yisrael, Kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give the Torah. We know by the time of the Kriyas Yam, so the Chazal say all the waters of the world split. Also by Matan Torah, the whole world was made aware of these things. These were the events that we base our Messiah, our Munan, the fact that at one time in history, Kodesh Baruch Hu changed all the laws of nature for Am Yisrael to take us out of Mitzrayim and afterwards give us the Torah. And that's a tremendous simcha we have at this period of time. It's a shame we're coming to the Leila Seder. That is the simcha of the Seder. Seder doesn't have to be full with deep, complex Divrei Torah. That could be during the Suda, during the course of the Yontif. The Seder is simply feeling that wonderful feeling that we are the chosen nation. We are above the laws of nature. We are the Am Kodesh, and the whole world was created for us. That's what continues. The Yam didn't just split. It wasn't just a tsunami. The one, the master of the world, is what shakes up the whole physical world. And the God of Yaakov, that's our God. That's the Kvod Shemayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He calls his name Anos. Even the hardest things that seem to be just a rock, a tzur and a chalomish, powerful stones, they both turn, the tzur turns into water, and chalomish turns even to more, into mayim amoyim, a wellspring of water. The hardness of the stone also represents the midas hadin, and the water represents the chesed and rachma kodesh baruch hu. And that's what kodesh baruch hu does. He does have a mahalach of dinim in the world. When we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that arouses the midas harachman and melts away even the hardest midas hadin, the most awesome or whatever fear evoking situations. We should be zoichem yitz Hashem, avoites Hashem, beikir now, besimcha, appreciating how special we are. Take advantage of it in our preparations for the Yontif, Leila Seder, the entire Yontif, Mirtz Hashem, with our tefillahs, our haidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bakosot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be zeicha to see the chalomish lemaynu moyim, that even the hardest situations are to come to the source of sweetness, of water, of life, physical and spiritual for all of us.